Welcome, you all. This is Baron Baptiste. Welcome to Disrupt the Drift. David, how are you today?
Fantastic, and can't wait to get to our amazing question that
you
already shared.
Yeah, we have a fantastic question. We're going to talk about power today. Yeah. Talk about power, powerlessness, what robs you of your power. So here's the question. Is it okay to seek personal power when I've always felt it's something negative? Or should I continue to avoid it despite feeling powerless in my life? What do you see, David?
Such a great question. It's one of the most important questions that we've been asked so far. Because, listen, there's nothing wrong with having personal power as long as you have the maturity to use it wisely. Now, I think a lot of people have witnessed other people using power in a terrible way. Yeah. Self-serving, horrifying way,
and you can use power for good or for evil.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah,
and I think that maybe a part of it is nature, part of it is nurture. The nurture part is maybe there was a dysfunctional relationship with somebody who was controlling, and power and control go together, by the way. And so, if you have self-control, then personal power can be a very amazing and important component of your life, because if you exercise it with discretion and you're able to deal with a lot of the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, and you are able to apply that personal power to dealing with the difficulties of life, and then you'll be more successful. But if power, and there's an old saying, power corrupts, right? And we've seen that in a lot of people. Once they get somewhere, somebody ends up in a position above you in work, and even in relationships, there's always power struggles in relationships between the dominant and the more passive person in the relationship. And you may have witnessed a power struggle within your family dynamic, your father, your mother, whoever. Power is important, but using it wisely, and not only that, but not seeking to attain power for the sake of power. In other words, self-discipline is an incredible power, believe it or not. We talk about superpowers, super people, Wim Hof, the guy who is the Iceman, who is able to endure freezing conditions. That's a physical power, but the psychological.
It's a kind of power.
Yeah.
It's a kind of power. Yeah.
In other words, but it's a self-control power. So I'm going to throw it back to you.
A definition of power that I love is Aristotle said, power is the ability to be and let be.
Mm.
So to me, the ability to allow things to happen and allow things to happen is a kind of power in itself. And when you bring up the word discipline. So when you bring discipline, that's exercising power in your own life, a kind of power. And for an example, to me, power is also something about your ability to respond to however life shows up for you, or whatever life throws at you, whatever situations you're dealing with, your ability to respond and with grace, with ease, with being open, being undefended is a kind of power. Again, as an example. And also, when you have your own kind of power in relationship to things that are showing up in your life, challenges, difficulties, you're being confronted, maybe you're with something in life, maybe even just you're stuck in your life. Maybe you're feeling down and out. Maybe you've hit bottom. Maybe, your knees are at the floor. Those are what I like to call crucible moments in life. And those moments can be, those moments of powerlessness can be transformed into a kind of power. And you have say in the matter of your life and how things go, or how you respond to things in life. You have say in your way of being and your way of responding in life. And to the degree that you exercise power, and also allow things to happen rather than exercising force. Yeah, there's power and there's force when we try to force a result, or when we're in a reactive or reactivity kind of mode. That's force. And force diminishes one's power. It's almost like a couple things come to mind. The degree of integrity and personal ethics I have is equal to the amount of power I have. I was sharing with you earlier is I notice in my life, if I do something that is like out of my, what I know I should be doing, even physical practices or doing things physically or in my morals or ethics, the moment I move away from that, I feel power, energy leaving my body. Suddenly I'm left weak. So there's something about to the degree that I have my personal ethics and integrity in, my morals in, and the way I'm living, to that degree I have, or an equal amount of power, you could even say, is given. But when I do not honor my word and my personal ethics and morals, I diminish power. When I am bitter, angry, resentful, I diminish the amount of power I have. When I'm blaming and faulting others for the results that I have in my own life, I diminish the power I have. When I allow fear to dictate my life and how life goes, if I allow fear, I diminish the amount of power I have to the point of powerlessness. Or here's, if I'm playing God rather than following God's guidance in my heart, I have less power. The less authenticity I have, the less power I have. When my life is about nothing more than just my own personal concerns, me, myself, and I have little power.
I will reference a biblical quotation here from the King James Version, John 5:30 through 32. And it's important because this is the supposedly the Son of God. And what he says is, I can of mine own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which hath sent me. For if I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. There is another that beareth witness of me, and I know that the witness which he witnesseth of me is true. Now,
That's deep.
The second part of it is super important because we're either beacons of light in the world or we're just a shadow. And if you're a beacon of light, for whatever reason, if you are a person who has attained a certain place in life where people actually look at you and see your worth and see the strength that you have. In other words, are you a personification of power or are you a personification of weakness? But if you are a personification of power, what are people actually seeing? What kind of force is operational within you? And so the question is then, is it a force of good where people see you and you interact with people? Now, and I'll give you just a short example. I was working in an environment where I was dealing with a lot of people for several months, and I was training to be an owner of a business. And so when I went in there, I saw all of these people feeling like their life was a futility. But my personality is I love communicating with people. So when I was dealing with people in this environment, whether it was the customers or whether it was the people that were my fellow workers, they all started to see the potential in that in each one of the interactions that we have with each other and with others. And when I left this business environment, everybody went, oh my gosh, where are you? They wanted to know where I was because what I brought into the environment, I brought light into that environment. I brought positivity into that environment. People saw me and recognized me as a person who is, somebody told me I was the most significant person they'd ever met in their whole life. But only because my attitude is, I want to make the world a better place all the time.
That's power. That's exercising power.
Yeah, exactly. Patience. And there was difficult people that would come in, and I would deal with them in a way that nobody ever knew how to deal with those difficult people, angry, homeless people. I would deal with them with patience and yet strength. And so I set an entirely different standard. So this is what I'm saying. Jesus is saying, if I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. There is another that bears witness of me, and I know that the witness that is bared of me is true.
I hear humility in that too.
Yes, absolutely. That you don't understand
its own kind of power, but you're not bearing witness to your humility. Watch out for the people that tell you how humble they are. But when you get it from others, right? When others bear witness,
yes,
to your light, your patience, your who you're being for them, and who you're being in the world.
So if you show up for yourself, right? If you show up for yourself, and what I always told everybody, I said, when you show up, do the best, be the best that you can possibly be, and don't take failure as an option. So in other words, and we talked a little bit about this, but if you think that you're failing because you get to a point where you've said, this is enough, and there's something in your mind that just tells you, you've got to walk away now, whatever it may be, that's not necessarily failure. That actually sometimes takes more strength to walk away. You know what I'm talking about more than anybody.
Yeah, no, as a leader, you, and a leader who leads themselves, it's when there's a time to fight and there's a time to run away. There's a time to speak up there's a time to just let things be. There's a time to act and then there's a time for not acting, like non-action. And when you trust your intuition, your higher intuition, your conscience, your creator guiding you, and in that light, and you're about the truth and from the truth and for the truth, and there's light in that. And in that light, there's power. That's energy. That's power. And a place to look. So if you're watching on YouTube right now, just leave in the comments, what are you seeing about this conversation? Love to hear from you. Also like this video, would you? That helps us. The person who sent in this question, thank you, by the way. And any of you, if you want to send in your questions, send them to disruptingthedrift@baronbaptiste.com. Disruptingthedrift@baronbaptiste.com. But the person who sent in this question, I just invite you to look at what are you doing in your life that is undermining your power, sabotaging your power? We all have an inner saboteur that takes us out and has us do things that we shouldn't do. And we know it undermines us, whether that's people pleasing or going along to get along, or you're drinking, smoking, having the wrong, you're being angry, resentful. You haven't forgiven. You're still holding a grudge against people in your life. You're starting with your mother or your father or family or people in your life, exes, or bosses, or old friendships that went awry. But when you take a look, as Socrates said, an unexamined life is not worth living. And you examine your heart and you get clear on, well, wait, what is robbing me of my power? Somewhere, somehow, some way, you are giving away power. And it's an important thing to look at, because you have say in how you live. And if you have a moral sickness where you're lying, cheating, having the wrong kind of relationships or thing, you want to take a look, judgments, judging yourself, judging others, take a look at what's undermining power and light in your life. And the way back is through. The way back to you, the power that you were born to live from and have is in you. I have a quote here that I found that's interesting, a quote by Charles Reich, and it's an interesting take on the word power. He says, he lived in 1928. I actually don't know who he is, Charles Reich. Power means to me pretty much the same thing as freedom. Power is a thing that everybody wants the most that they can possibly have. That is, skiing is power. Sex appeal is power. The ability to make yourself heard by your congressperson is power. Anything comes out of you and goes out into the world is power. And in addition to that, the ability to be open, to appreciate, to receive love, to respond to others, to understand literature, all of that is power. by power, human faculties exercised to the largest possible degree. In a way, by power, individual intelligence. Now, when you reach out to another person through the energy or creativity that is in you, and that other person responds, you are exercising power. When you make somebody else do something against their will, to me, that is not power at all. That is force. And force, to me, is the negation of power.
That's brilliant. Truly brilliant.
Yeah.
I will simply add as we wrap here,
yeah,
that William H. Prescott, he was a Civil War general. He said, where there's no free agency, there can be no morality. Where there is no temptation, there can be little claim to virtue. So the idea is this, is that every potential situation in your life will test you to see what you're made of. And this is what's so important. Because when you find out that you have these weaknesses, that's an area where you can begin to work on deleting that, getting rid of it, strengthening an area of your life. And that's how you get strong. That's where power actually begins, is by recognizing weakness. And so if you recognize a weakness, if a person wants to stand up for themselves, there's a right way and a wrong way to stand up for yourself. A right way will come about as a natural organic process of seeing where that weakness is, seeing why you feel smaller than other people, the powerless, understanding. Because powerlessness is not necessarily a place that you want to be. But when you come to realize that there's, it goes back to what Jesus says, of myself, I can do nothing. We have to source something greater than ourselves in order to be successful at using and attaining power.
Yeah. I know in moments of my life where I've hit rock bottom and knees on the floor, emotional fetal position, there's some kind of power I found in just crying out to God, God, show me. What am I doing that I shouldn't be doing? Show me the way to go.
Amen. You know,
what, show me what I'm not seeing about myself that's getting me the results I've gotten here. And I'll leave on a thought, and this is just a take, that when the foundation of your life is being a person who is being real and authentic and has a purpose that is bigger than yourself, and you love God with all your mind, all your heart, and all your strength, you've given yourself a foundation that is truly powerful. All right, you all, thank you. Again, we're on YouTube. We drop these twice a week. We're on audio everywhere, wherever you're listening, or check us out on YouTube as well at Disrupt the Drift. And until next time, stay blessed, stay bold, stay true, and keep disrupting the drift within yourself and in the environments around you as a way to access a new kind of power and light for yourself. Peace be with you.